Blog Talk Radio.
He told him about a man from who requires his soul. You see, I told the blue girl, aim to make a dance. Guaranteed to put the ladies in the trance. Cause I'm about to pick, got a silver dip shit. Come on in, I'll take you on a trip to Venus. Mars, blue, tell girl, it really doesn't matter to me. Cause all you gotta do is back in your seatbelt and hold on tight. As the rocket through the galaxy, here comes the fire.
Music from
Captain Rock, give me a little hip-hop from 1984. That is Cosmic Blast. Good evening to you. Of course, it is. Let me find my music. Where is my theme music? Let me see if I can get some music over here because, you know, I like to have a bed under me, you know, both ways. Ha-ha. Anyway, good evening to you. Of course, it is another Throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. For the next 2 hours, we're going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and so let's see, we got music on the way. Got some Morris Day and the Time on the way. I got some Mark Sedan on the way. Some classic Peebo Bryson, too. So I'm going to leave the lines open, too, because, you know, this is one of those nights. I feel like talking to people, and it is what it is. 646-668-8537. 646-668-8537. Again, thank you guys for tuning in and supporting the show. Again, every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., old school R&B, funk, and soul. For all of those who are on Facebook, make sure you like the page, Solar Records Radio. Tell a friend to like the page. Tell a friend's friend to like the page. You know how it goes. We're growing, man. We're worldwide. So make sure you support the show that way. If you're on Facebook, if you want to support the show via website, you want to get some merchandise, there's some cool merch on the website, SolarRecordsRadio.com and WardellPottsJr.com. And, of course, if you want to donate, there's a donate button on the website. And also want to remind you, we do have a Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big word. So I want to go ahead and get this show started, man. I am a big fan of you know, summer jams. I'm a big fan of summer jams. So if it's okay, I want to take it back to the summer of 1996. This is one of my all-time favorites, of course. This is the remix to The Things That You Do, Miss Gina Thompson featured Missy Elliott. You guys keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
Baby, these feelings that deadly. Beware, how dare he make the remix so deadly? Kazam, Goomba be my pal like Shazam. I'm running to you like shoes, oh you who's, and I choose from the fly things that you do. Rude, you dudes can't you see like total? Kissing you got Gina running from the boulder. Hit me on my car phone, and if you got the hydro with me and you throw, oh, we can take a stroll on the beach, but bad boy, don't take your love away from me.
That's right.
It's music from The System, Don't Disturb This Groove, from 1987, one of my all-time favorites from The System. Actually, I'm a big fan of Mick Murphy and David Frank, so You Are In My System, and the Little Romance, or Strange Romance album, if I'm not mistaken. Just a lot of great music that they, you know, they came out with, man. I love The System. Before that, of course, that was The System, Don't Disturb This Groove. Before that, music from O'Brien from the summer of 1984, Love Light. Love that music videos. I love that music video, and there is another, you know, I won't get too graphic, but there is a naughtier version of that music video, Love Light. So, you know, just saying, you know, O'Brien really pushed the envelope on that one. But I love that song, Love Light. He was one of the cats I got a chance to interview on my old radio show. What an amazing brother. Very sarcastic and funny. He's very sarcastic and funny. Shout out to O'Brien. Love Light from 1984. And, of course, started off the block, the summer of 1996, Miss Gina Thompson, The Things You Do, the Bad Boy remix. You know, Puffy had, like, his hand, especially, like, the early to mid-90s. You know, well, the 90s period, but it was always that Puffy remix, that Bad Boy remix, The Things That You Do, from Miss Gina Thompson, featuring Missy Elliott. That was when Missy Elliott came in and did her little hee-hee-hee-how, and then, you know, she did her, you know, her little rhyme and flow, and then she had, like, the little freeze hairstyle, and it was dope, man. It was dope. And then the year later, in 97, she came out with her album, man, and just blew the scene, man. Blew the scene. I Can't Stop the Rain, Sock It to Me, Hit 'Em with the Heat. I mean, just a very weird but beautiful album nonetheless. At first, I wasn't, like, just the biggest fan, but I loved the random stuff of that album. You know, I mean, even, like, Hit 'Em with the Heat, you heard a horse. There was a horse doing, you know, doing its whatever the horse does, you know. I'm just saying, it was just so random, and the music videos were, and I want to say, I don't want to use the word just too loosely, but they were, even at that time, you know, in 97, very revolutionary. I mean, you had Busta Rhymes at the time, I think, Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See. That video with the whole fisheye lens view of that video, and it was funny, and it was, you know, hers was funny, and, you know, oh, man. And you know, I couldn't pull it off. I couldn't pull off the little I Can't Stand the Rain suit she had on in the video, but it's all good. Shout out to Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. We got about another hour and 37 minutes, so we're just now getting started, man. But I want to do a block. I want to go ahead and slow it down a little earlier, if you know what I'm saying. I every now and then I throw some slow jams, like, in the second hour, but I want to kind of keep it mellow on this one, because I was listening to this brother's music earlier this week, and I said, you know what, I haven't played this brother in a while. So if it's okay with you guys, man, I want to take you back to one of my favorites from 1982, way off, music from none other than Peabo Bryson. Name of the song is called Give Me Your Love. Keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
Drive me crazy. Something.
You're listening to Soul Out Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night. Don Fleming, of course, that was music from the summer of 1995. That was music from Cut Close. The name of the song is called Surrender. What an amazing album they came out with. Of course, on that whole flagship, that Keith Sweat flagship, and of course they did their own thing. It had an amazing album that year. Songs like I Like, It's a Lovely Thing, of course, what you just heard, Surrender, and Get Up On It, which was on, if I'm not mistaken, on Keith Sweat's album. Also, that was on their album. So what an amazing trio of beautiful sisters, Tabitha Levine and Athena Cage, of course, still out there making good music, still out there doing tours. So shout out to Cut Close. Before that, more Stay in the Time from the What Time Is It album, 1982 classic, Gigolos, Get Lonely Too, and of course started off the block the illustrious, none other than the legend himself, Mr. Peebo Bryson, Give Me Your Love, 1982 classic. Of course, I'm Don Fleming. I want to remind you, if you're on Facebook, tell a friend. If you're on Facebook, go to Soul Out Records Radio, like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. Of course, we love all of the feedback, everyone that loves music. Everybody's in there for some strange reason. They're music lovers. For some strange reason, not to forget, not to mention the fact that, it's Soul Out Records Radio, Soul Out, Sounds of Los Angeles Records. So everyone loves music for some, everyone that likes the page, for some strange reason, they all love music. It's like robots. I'm just saying. I'm keeping it mellow, but I'm going to speed it up a little bit. But I want to take you back, 1980, music from Love, Tenderness, Devotion, LTD, Where Did We Go Wrong? Keep it locked right here, Soul Out Records Radio.
With love, and maybe one can fix it. Now won't you tell me what we in my mind, searching deep within.
Stop keeping him around. It's about time for him to leave.
Music from R. Kelly. Actually, the public announcement. I'm sorry. R. Kelly and the public announcement, of course, that was the group that started off. Of course, the public announcement went on and did their own thing in 1998. And, of course, R. Kelly, you know the history of R. Kelly, went on and did his solo thing. And now he's, well, you know. Of course, that is It's About Time from 1998. One of my – I bought that album. What an amazing album. A lot of people felt it was slept on, but I loved it. It's one of those press play albums. There was a song called Body Bumping that they were, you know, yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yay, and all that. And as a matter of fact, it was their first single from the album, and a lot of people were like, oh, this is hilarious, but it's catchy. But then, you know, I guess that was around the time people weren't really just, like, taking them seriously because of, you know, that whole R. Kelly Todd thing. You know, it's like, oh, let's see them branch off and do something. Ha, ha, ha. R. Kelly's killing it right now. They're doing what they're doing. Let's see. And then Body Bumping came out, and they're like, it's catchy. But when It's About Time came out, it's like, okay, okay, we're starting to see these cats in a different light. And, again, that was a great album from Public Announcement from 1998. Of course, before that, from 1992, music from Mint Condition from the Are You Free album. Another album that I had the cassette tape. So it just tells you how old I am. Of course, that is Forever in Your Eyes. And, of course, started off the block from 1980, music from LTD, Love, Tenderness, and Devotion. That's the symbol. Of course, that's the acronym for LTD. Of course, Jeffrey Osborne. You know what? I got to say this, too. The first two songs I played, LTD and Mint Condition, there's a similarity there because their lead singers were drummers. Of course, they were, you know, Stokely from Mint Condition, of course, everyone knows Stokely. Stokely was really a background cat. He didn't want the spotlight. He didn't want to really sing. You know, I guess it's that whole cliche of the drummer that doesn't want to, you know, get in the front and sing and things like that. I think it's kind of like that whole Genesis Phil Collins thing because Phil Collins didn't really want to sing, you know. And, of course, you know, he blew up and did what he did. But, of course, you guys know the history behind Phil Collins. But Jeffrey Osborne, you know, was a studio, you know, studio drummer. Of course, I think he played drums with, help me out. I think with, I could be wrong, with Stevie Wonder, just a studio drummer. And, of course, when LTD formed, he was the drummer, of course, for LTD, unless, you know, until people started hearing his voice. And, you know, hey, this brother's from Providence. Is he gonna sing like he sings? And, of course, the rest is history on Jeffrey Osborne. So both of these cats, Jeffrey Osborne, Stokely Williams, amazing voices, but also amazing drummers. So I just wanted to kind of put that bug in your ear on that. We got about an hour and 2 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the show. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing old school R&B, funk, and so I want to go ahead and keep it going, man, and speed it up a little bit. I want to keep it around 1992, 1993. You guys remember the group Portrait? Of course, this was their second single after Here We Go Again. This is one of my favorites called Honey Dip. Guys, keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
you know that we can't worry about the things they say. They can't change the way we feel. No, what we have is more than they'll ever know. 'Cause what we have is so real. Alright, I can't go a single day without doing all the things that you did. Oh no. Girl, you make a blind man see. My eyes are open now, and I want you here with me. You believe in love. I will never let you down. Oh no, in love. I will always be right there. Ever since that day I laid my eyes on you, I knew you were the one for me. Oh yeah, well it does the lightning strike the same place twice. I'd be a fool if I ever let you be. Girl, never in this whole wide world could I ever find a woman like you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to waste your time in worry. Girl, I'm here to stay. I ain't going no place, girl. You believe in love. I will never let you down, baby. Oh, no. Oh, baby. I will always be right there, girl. Tell me, don't you? Don't you? Never in this whole wide world would I ever find a woman like you, baby. You don't have to waste your time in a worry. Girl, I'm here to stay.
It's radio from the album A Little More Magic, of course, from 1994, music from the late, great Teddy Pendergrass, Believe in Love, the remix. Of course, the 90s was all about remixes. Of course, that was the radio edit, you know, that was the album version, and of course, that was the remix, usually on the B-side. So this was one of those B-side jams, of course, from the spring of 1994, music from Teddy Pendergrass. Of course, that is Believe in Love. Before that, from 1987, music from Lilo Thomas, give you a little bit of that hush sound from the summer of 1987, I'm in Love, and of course, started off the block, Honey Dip from the group Portrait from 1992. Of course, shout out to all the listeners. I got a couple of listeners listening in from the class of 1992 from my high school, my alma mater. There's probably three people listening. So shout out to them. Shout out to them listening to the show. And of course, I got my cousin in Vegas. Of course, Dimitri is listening in. So shout out to him. Love that brother to death. Some very supportive of the show, man. Never know if he's going to call in, hang out with me. Got to get him back on soon. But he's definitely out there in Vegas listening. So shout out to him. Shout out to my girl Nia. Shout out to my man John. Shout out to Wardell. You know, you never know what he's going to call in and hang out with me. So speaking of Wardell, want to remind you also tomorrow kicking off a Solar Weekend celebrating the legacy of the sounds of Los Angeles Records. Of course, all of the artists, every artist, you know, from that label, we're going to play something from them, and you never know who's going to call in. Never know which legend may call in and hang out with us and chew the fat. That's what I've learned to use that in a sentence. I saw it on someone says, let's chew the fat. So I'm using that. And I'm going to use it now from now on because I like the phrase. I like it. Anyway, we got about another 47 minutes left of the show. Oh, my goodness. Who do we have on the phone lines? Let's see if I can go to it. I'm seeing a 702 area code. Let's see what we got going on. Is this who I think it is?
I thought you were about to say, is this the illest in Nebraska? But, yeah, it's who you think it is.
You got to give me the script to say it, man. How you been?
Been good, man. How about you?
I've been good, man. I've been good. Thank you for hanging out and listening and checking out the show. I know he was supportive. He's always supportive of the show. He loves the music. I know he tells me that and everything. And man, you got some ventures going on. I don't know. Would it be okay to talk a little bit about it, man? Some of what you got going on right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I just don't want to. I mean, it's similar to what you have going on at this very minute. So. I didn't want to cross-contaminate anything.
Man, come on now. We blood. share with the listeners.
Well, you know, before me and one of our classmates had a radio show in Colorado, and now I've branched out on my own. So in addition to being a realtor, just like you, I have a radio show now, just like you. So just following in my big cousin's footsteps every chance I can get.
You're creating your own path, trust me. And I love every bit of it because I'm a follower of you. So, but, man, once everything, you know, here's the thing. The rubber's really starting to – now, granted, we're still young, but it's one of those things as the rubber's starting to hit the road for us and all the listeners out there that support the show, of course, they're going to support you too. So whenever you hit me with the website and whatnot, man, just let me know, and I will broadcast it out there for all the listeners in Solar Records Radio Land because, you know, they love me. I'm just saying.
Yeah, everybody does. I'm actually going to reach out to Wardell because and this is why I wanted you to be involved with my project as well, because I see people doing things on the platform that I'm on, and they can't touch you. So you would go there and blow it up and have, yeah.
That means a lot. Wow. You said a mouthful there, man. I appreciate it, man. Oh, wow. Seriously, man, how's the missus? How's everything going on in your world right now as far as the real estate? How's that going on? Not to be too personal, but I just want to, share with the people.
Cool. Yeah, it's good. The market is okay out here. We're closing all of our deals. We close on our house. We I listed it. So we're supposed to close in about 2 weeks and move to our new place. That's 2.5 miles down the street.
Congratulations.
So. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Going well.
That's dope, man. Of course, he is in Vegas doing his thing. I'm here in Little Rock doing what I do. A lot of people, you know, it's the same here. A lot of people at the same time are a little hesitant because of the interest rate, you know. And I tell them, don't trip too much on that, you know. but a lot of people are still a little skeptical on it, man. And again, I'm not a financial guru or anything like that, and don't claim to be, but, you know, this is what I'm getting from a lot of my lender friends and a lot of potential buyer clients that are looking to buy. So it's just one of those things that, you know, I'm doing okay. Just had a referral deal close a couple of weeks back and a month back. So I'm doing a couple of referrals. I think I got a referral out in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I got one coming in Maryland. So, you know, it's one of those things like you're sitting back getting your referral check, but at the same time, you know, you do want to kind of get the business going here. You want to be a little more proactive than I should be, you know. But man, I love what you're doing. Congratulations on closing and all of that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I get that. You're exactly right, and I wish people would just understand that the way interest rates are right now, this is like where they should have been. If people wouldn't have been crooked and then they had to be dropped to keep the economy going, then, I mean, historically, rates are, if you do an average, they're in the teens probably. So, and then if you don't buy now and you wait, what if they keep going up? Then you're going to be even more dissuaded to buy a house. And if they go down, then you refinance. But people don't listen, and it's not our job to convince them to buy a house. It's our job to finance for them. So,
hey, you know, it's I love that you're dropping a little bit of that knowledge, man. Again, you know, one of the things a lot of people feel that, you know, the interest rates are up to kind of keep us from going into some level of inflation, you know. And I let people know that, you know, you don't want to have another 2008. So to try to keep from that, especially after, you know, at least the pandemic we had had it all the way down in twos. But once we got it back stagnant, you had to kind of raise the interest rate. So I totally get it. And, again, no one wants to deal with another 2008. But, man, I do appreciate the knowledge that you're giving. I want to switch gears for a quick second because you and I, we were roller skaters back in the day. Would it be safe to assume that of you?
I wasn't very good. I mean, I would put them on and go out to Skate America, but yeah, I was horrible.
Exactly. Skate America, I'm telling you, Skate America 1981 to around 1986, 1987, maybe 88. I'll say 81 through 88, to me, it was beautiful. And it's one of those things I would love to have those type of memories back. But since I have the music, I have a little bit of some music here, man, and I want to take you back. Guys, you're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course. Don, Dimitri, my cousin's hanging out with me. Of course, hopefully we'll get Wardell to call in. And, you know, I'm about to text him and see what's going on with him. But anyway, let's take you back to 1984, of course, from one of my favorite artists, the lovely Miss Shannon. Of course, you guys remember her from Let the Music Play. This was another single from her that played real well at Skate. Well, it was Skate America, right? It was not Skate Land or Skate America. Which one was it? I keep forgetting.
It was Skate America. I believe it was Skate America.
Skate America. This is music from Shannon. It's called Sweet Somebody. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I've been running.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, and of course I have my cousin Demetri hanging out with me. That was music from Ollie and Jerry from 1984. Of course, that was There's No Stopping Us. Of course, Ollie and Jerry were from the group Radio. If you guys remember Ray Parker Jr.'s group, Ollie Brown was the drummer, and I think Jerry Knight, of course, was the one of the keyboard player, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, Jerry Knight, of course, is an ancestor now. God rest his soul, but. They made some great songs, of course, if you guys remember the Breaking soundtrack. Man, D, you remember that? I know you remember that song, because they used to play that at Skate America all the time.
They used to play everything at Skate America all the time, so I think anything that you play is going to, like, spark up a memory.
Man, and you know what? And I love the fact that, you know, when I think about that song, of course, I do think about, you know, skating rink and things like that. But I also remember this. Check this out. Ozone, Street Dancer. You remember that part?
I do.
Oh, my goodness.
What was
I love
the other one? What kind of names are Ozone and Turbo? The names that only a few people are allowed to call us by.
There you love it, love it. Yes, man, I love it. Of course, Shabadoo had a chance to have Shabadoo on my old radio show. And, of course, he is an ancestor now. Rest in peace to Shabadoo. He's a friend, I would say a friend of mine now, because we got a chance. He invited me when I was in L.A. He invited me to one of his workshops. He did a workshop every Saturday. From 8 in the morning to 12 in the afternoon for the kids in the community. And, I mean, he was always in the community, you know, teaching kids, you know, the art of street dancing and things like that. And I still have his number saved in my phone, and just an amazing brother. I miss him dearly. I know at the time he was working on the Kings of Crenshaw documentary. And, you know, of course, with him and his sister were, you know, dancing on Soul Train, and from the Soul Train days on into, you know, the acting and the dancing. Of course, we saw him on Miami Vice, you know, a couple of episodes and whatnot. But definitely a brother, definitely is dearly missed, man, especially around his contemporaries. Shout out to Boogaloo Shrimp. He's still out there, and he's doing workshops with the kids. So shout out to Turbo, a.k.a. Turbo, Michael Chambers. And, shout out to the white girl, Lucinda Dickey. She was
Special K.
Yeah, Special K. Of course, Ollie and Jerry, Ain't No Stopping Us from 1984. Before that, music from Planet Patrol, 1983, Play at Your Own Risk. That was a roller skate jam. And, of course, started off the block, the lovely Miss Shannon. Sweet somebody. We got about another 17 minutes left of the show. And again, going back to, you know, of course, before we get up out of here, I got to talk about, you know, we talked about the whole the skating era, the skating, you know, especially in the 80s, man. I couldn't skate either. I couldn't skate. I can't even, you know. And I think there's a trend now. There's a trend now where, you know, they're incorporating a lot of these old school nights in these skating rinks. I think in Atlanta they're doing it. They're doing it in D.C. I'm assuming they're probably doing it in Vegas. Of course, L.A., I think they shut down World on Wheels, so I don't know what's going on out in L.A. yet as far as right now. But I see it on the Internet. I see it on YouTube that they're doing all of these what was the movie with the roll bounce and the ATL
bounce, yeah.
Type? Yeah, you know, they're doing all the little routines to a lot of the classic music, like the, you know, Carl Carlton, She's a Bad Mama Jamma, and I think there was one on I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross. So there's a nostalgia that a lot, even Generation Zers, are yearning for now, man, and that's a beautiful feeling, man. What's your take on it as far as the young kids, you know, into a lot of the old school music now?
I think it's just a testament to how great Generation X is. I mean, we were that sweet spot. We were that sweet spot because before us, I mean, and not that things are horribly better racially or whatever. I don't want to get into that. But
right.
Our parents and grandparents went through some crazy stuff. And then we didn't really have to experience that. We got to grow. We got to listen to this music. Like, I was thinking the other day, because, you know, on my show, I play a lot of different types of music. And I was like, I didn't know the difference between hip-hop, R&B. So music was music. Bill Collins was just as good as Lionel Richie, because that's what we grew up listening to. And there was like no line of demarcation. And now, I think that was just the thing about Generation X. Now you get to these new kids. Like, we used to make fun of people who wore suits like Pee Wee Herman did in the movie. And now these new kids wear that to the prom. So it's
they're and they're pink.
Yeah, and they're wearing black hoodies when it's 115 degrees outside. I mean, I don't want to bash them. I just don't get them. But I guess our parents didn't get us either.
No. I think that's kind of a generational question, and it lasts even with the baby boomers to us, to the millennials, and now the Generation Zers. So it's just there's always that, you know, the elder statesman, you know, that conventional wisdom of the elder statesman always questioning, you know, it goes categorically over the generation. So. It's I don't know. It's just one of those things. I had always talked about, even me and Wardell have these talks, even the music, I always embraced the music. You know, there's kids that probably didn't, but I embraced the Sam Cooks. I embraced that Motown sound. I embraced the Ink Spots my granddaddy used to play, you know. So
yeah.
It was just one. It wasn't those things that, like, oh, I ain't playing this old stuff. I'm sure there's kids that did it. There's a lot. There's a good consensus of kids that might have frowned on it. But, you know, it just never really was that way in my house, in our household. You know, it was all. Now, granted, I was tired of my grandmama every Sunday at 6 a.m. I hear "Be Grateful" by Walter Hawkins. You know, every Sunday, because I was, you know, my bed was right next to her, that big stereo, big box stereo she had. So she would play at 6 o'clock every Sunday morning. I'd hear "Be Grateful." But, you know, it's something that I appreciate now. But even then, you're like, good grief, woman, 6 a.m, you know.
You can set your watch by that, because you're talking about that on Sundays at 6 a.m. I'm thinking about 6 p.m. on Friday nights when the fish is frying and you hear, "Hey, hey, the blues is all right." So it was, yeah, man.
Those are memories, man, growing up, you know, growing up the way we did. And you know, it's just a great memory that I cherish. And again, there's another trend, not only just the skating trend. Have you checked out these trends where a lot of millennials and Generation Zers are on YouTube and they're doing react videos? They're reacting to, like, the Smokey Robinson. They're reacting to New Edition and things like that. And, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I kind of side-eye it. And I don't want to be the resident hater, but I do side-eye some of it because it's like, come on now. You've never heard Michael Jackson Thriller. You know, it's just one of those things. And I'm sure he hasn't, but it's still,
it's a lot of what they call cap going on.
Exactly. So it's just I never understood, you know, the whole, you know, where we're reacting to Whitney Houston, So Emotional, or Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, Something in Common, and I'm just like, y'all never really heard this Whitney Houston song before, but you know, but hey, more power to them. But you know, they get a lot of likes, they get a lot of revenue on YouTube, because now the job is, you know, you can make a living as a quote unquote content creator. So there's a lot of those going around. There's a lot of podcasts now. So hey, more
Absolutely.
Power to you.
And we need one. We need one.
I know, and you know, we're talking about that as we speak, but man. It is about 11 minutes left of the show. Again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I guess it's going to kind of wrap it up for me, but make sure you tune in tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're celebrating the legacy of Solar. Again, we have the artists, the memories, what else going to share. And, of course, you never know who's going to call in. And, oh, my God, speak of the devil, we have the legend himself. Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. is hanging out. I got Dimitri on the phone. I got Wardell. It's just a smorgasbord of good brothers, man. What's up, man? Even though it's 10 minutes left of the show.
What's happening, everybody? Hey, Dimitri. Is anybody else there?
Come on in. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, brother.
Hey, how are you guys? How's it going?
D?
Yep, I'm here. I can hear both of you.
Like, it's a little 3 second delay, so I apologize for all the listeners. D, go ahead. What was you saying?
No, I was just, I didn't know about the delay. I didn't know it was that long. So I was like, does Wardell have crickets? Why is it not
cricket
phone? Smooth?
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry. I just turned my Wi-Fi off because for some reason you guys said you couldn't hear me. So I just went to sell. How's everything going? Sorry, I'm took
so long. No, man. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be at your afternoon drive today. I was out and about, you know, doing what I do. So we got 9 minutes left of the show, but I just reminded people, you know, what we had for tomorrow. Now, I said you never know who's going to call in. Do you have anybody calling in as a surprise? Well, it's a surprise. I didn't know, but do you have anybody scheduled to call in?
Well, you know, it's been kind of the birthday. Every Friday, it seems like I got never had Jeffrey Daniels last Friday, right? And the Friday before that, it was Nydra and then Linda, and Linda Carey from Dynasty. And so tomorrow, I know today is Chuck Gentry. So happy birthday, Chuck Gentry. And so, I'm at least have Chuck on, and we'll see who calls in to wish Chuck a happy birthday. But Chuck has got a lot going on because he's in Florida where we just had that terrible, you know, hurricane. And so he's good, but he's taking care of his mom, and so he's got a lot of responsibility. So I'll see what happens. But we're going to have a good time just chopping it up anyway about old school Solar and all the artists and the producers that came out of there and Mr. Leon Silvers.
All right. All right. Well, hey, man, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to close out and give you a little preview of what's coming up tomorrow. Any final thoughts, D, man? Again, thank you for hanging out with us. And I got your back next time you got your thing going. So any final words to the listeners out there?
Yeah, I just want to put Wardell on the spot and tell him I need an interview on my show because I've been looking at – I mean, I knew he was special, but I've been looking at the history. I didn't realize he was that special.
He has the Google himself, man. He has – you know, I'm telling you, he has the Google himself, like all the stuff he's done. He's like, did I do that?
What?
Oh, yeah, 1983, I did do that, you know. But yeah.
Well, I would love to be on your show, and so you just give him my number so we can talk about it and stuff. And what station is your show on?
So it's on this app called Amp, that's sponsored by Amazon, and I think it's probably a year and a half, 2 years old, but there are a lot of creators on, and I was telling Don that there are people who they do interviews with legends. But with what you guys do, you would kill everybody on there. Because these people are really good on AMP, but they don't compare to you guys. So, I would just love to have you on there.
Okay, well, let's do it, man. Let's do it. And make sure you and Don get my number and stuff. And let's make it happen whenever you're ready. I'm ready.
All right, I really appreciate
it. My man. Sounds good. All right. Sounds good. Well, guys, go ahead, Wardell. What was you going to say? I'm sorry.
I just said thanks, Don. Thanks for your show.
No, man. Thank you for calling in, man. I'm going to try to hang out with you tomorrow. Just if you can, just remind me just in case see where I am. You know, like I said, if I'm out and about. But I'd love to hang out with you guys tomorrow. You know, like I said, you never know who's going to call in. And, of course, Chuck Gentry, you know, that's my boy. You know, I love Chuck, man. Chuck is the man. So.
All right, let's do it.
Well, hey, it's all good, guys. And thank you so much for tuning in every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Of course, we're doing it old school, throwback Thursday night. For Wardell Potts Jr., of course, my man Demetria, I'm Don Fleming. I'm going to close out again, give you a little taste of what we got for tomorrow. Going to close out from the So Good album, 1984. That's music from The Whispers. It's called Some Kind of Lover. Again, we are out of here. You guys have a great Thursday evening. See you guys tomorrow. We're out. Bye.